CO2 are very high global warming potential gases with high global warming potential on 100-year time horizon that is thousands time greater with respect to the one the reference one that is CO2 that is one. That means that since some years there is an effort in the in all the communities working on this kind of technology in order to find an alternative solutions, an alternative gas mixture that can be more eco-friendly than this and without let's say losing in performance of the detector. Here I just summarize a little bit which is the status of the European F-gas regulation. As you know, the first one was released in 2015, while it was revised and published last year. On the right, you can see with respect also to the evolution, for example, of the LHC runs concerning CERN, which is the goal of this new revision of the F-gas regulation. So the first goal is to reduce by 55% the greenhouse gases emission by 2030 with respect to the consumption of 1990. But the total elimination of hydrofluorocarbon is foreseen by 2050, and new restriction has been taken with respect to a larger list of high global warming potential gases and on the use of SF6. So it is something that really touched in an important way the use of this kind of detector. On this, on the bottom part of the slide, I'm also reporting, but already it was discussed before, which is the CERN objectives, looking at the general framework. So the idea is to reduce direct emission, what is called the scope one of CERN, by 28% this emission by the end of round three compared to the consumption of 2018. And the way to do this at the level of experiment is applying gas recirculation and recovery. This is already a reality, but in any case, can be done in a more efficient way, in addition to the search of, as we were saying before, more eco-friendly alternatives to the gases used in particle detection, not only on RPCs, but also on a variety of other gases detector used in particle physics. Since 2019, the RPC EcoGas Plus collaboration, that is a joint effort in between different communities working on RPCs, has started a hard R&D in order to find at first a complete alternative to tetrafluorethane. So a first solution from our side is a substitution of the overall quantity, overall fraction of tetrafluorethane with a mixture of tetrafluorpropane and CO2, which are both low global warming potential gases. And among the several gas mixtures tested with RPCs, two of them that are here highlighted in red, called ECO2 and ECO3, as shown from the point of view of a physicist to be very promising. So in terms of performance, in particular. And now, in the last years, in the last 3 years, we started also to look at the performance of those mixtures, looking at the longer-term period using them in an RPC. The collaboration usually work in home laboratories and with a common setup at CERN, at the Gamma Radiation Facility. Here, there is a picture of the bunker inside the facility. This facility provides a gamma source with a 13 terabecquerel activity and the possibility to irradiate a detector at different rates, particle rates, in addition to a high energy muon beam that is very useful to test performance of the detector also after some period of aging with the alternative gas mixture. In the table, you can see in summary, the setup of the collaboration. So there are different RPCs with different layout and readout, placed at 3 and 6 meter distance with respect to the source. And we compare results together, looking at the dose delivered at the detector. So the same dose delivered to the detector instead of the nominal ABS, let's say, that is applied inside the GIF++ to have compatibility between the results. Here there is the roadmap of the collaboration. In summary, it is a systematic work in which we started in July 2022 with the first beam test at GIF++ to assess the performance baseline of our detector with standard mixer that we already know, and with ECO2 and ECO3 mixer. Then every year during spring and summer, we perform beam tests to verify the status of the performance of the detector after aging campaign that consists in operating RPCs with the ECO2 mixture at GIF++. So after irradiation at a specific ABS 2.2, that means a very high irradiation, in order to understand if this a more eco-friendly mixture can work also on a long-term period. And moreover, again, systematically, we check resistivity and integrated charge because are key quantities in looking at this aspect. So here there is a summary of the baseline performance that we obtained in 2022. If you are curious about all the details, you can have a look at the papers that we published that are linked here. But briefly, here I'm showing the distribution of charge for one of the detectors, the Atlas at working point. And it's clear that in case of the eco-friendly mixture, ECO2 and ECO3, the fraction of events with high charge delivered is bigger and is higher as the fraction of CO2 increase in the mixture, while we do not see any difference in between the three mixtures in terms of mean cluster size in each layout, let's say we are considering, while we see some differences in performance, but at the level of 1-2%, if we look at source of no irradiation in between standard gas mixture and the eco-friendly mixture, so it's something that is well accepted, well possible in the future to be used. If we look at high radiation condition, we see a degradation of these performances that is at the level of 2-3% for the standard gas mixture and reach the level of 10% for the eco mixture. So again, in this case, it's a matter of choice of the collaboration eventually to lose some fraction and some percent in efficiency, maybe taking into account more detector with respect to one in order to get, in any case, the physics results. So as said before, the aging campaign has started in August 22. Here you can see the status of the art of the charge density that has been integrated by all the detector. So the majority of the detector reached a level of 700 of microcoulomb per centimeter squared, that in some cases it's the target for the future application. From the point of view of resistivity, we do not have seen a clear increase of these key quantities that can be a sign of aging of the detector. Even in this case, we have some issue, but now it's recovered after particular treatment of the detector itself. And this monitoring is done every 2-3 times a year for each detector. In terms of performances, here I'm reporting the results of the systematic beam test we are doing. On the left, there are results for one of the detectors that are, let's say, similar to what we see with the others one. Here at source also no irradiation for the standard mix and the ECO2 eco gas mixture. We see clearly starting from 2022 up to 2024, having integrated around 300 millicurom per centimeter square with this detector, that there is a clear shift of the high voltage we have to apply to the detector to be efficient. But in any case, the efficiency of the detector is still there. There is a little bit of degradation, as I've seen for the eco mixture, but it's something affordable. While we see clearly an increase of current density absorbed by the detector. That is at the same level, we have to say, in between standard mixture and ECO2. So from the point of view of operation at source off, it seems that the performance are stable also after long term. If we and this is true also if we consider, let's say, middle rate application. If we go to very high rate, here there are superimposed several distribution for standard mixture, ECO2 and ECO3, and for 2002, so the baseline 2003 and 2004. In summary, what we see is again a shift in the working point of the detector and some degradation for the test beam in 2024 of the efficiency value that we can reach. So this is let's say a sign that this kind of mixer can be a solution, but not in let's say at every particle rate to which the detector is exposed. So concluding, resistive plate chamber detector are usually operated with the high performance, high global warming potential gas mixture, the standard one, that is based on tetrafluorethane and SF6. Since 2019, there is a specific hard R&D ongoing in order to look at alternatives with respect to the standard mixture without losing in performance from the point of view of science. Currently, alternatives have been found with a mixture, let's say, of tetrafluoropropane and CO2, were selected and used to study which is the long-term performance of the detector operated in such a mixture. And after 3 years of aging campaign, we have seen that this kind of mixture, in particular ECO2, can be suitable for middle rate application and a good compromise at LHC, but it cannot be the optimal choice for very high rate application from the point of view of physics. That's why a new R&D phase is in the pipeline for us with 2 goals. So the first one is to find something alternatives that can be used at very high rate applications, so in several applications in the future, and that is also SF6 free and potential free also from fast component like HFO is. Looking more at natural components, let's say, going a little bit back from this point of view, and more being more friendly, let's say, with respect to environment. That's all.
Thank you, Alessandra. So we have a bit eaten up into the question time. So unless there is an urgent question, I suggest to move on to the next talk. I don't see any raised hands, but it's good that you are developing this and having also plans
Yeah,
for going for
for the
high rate
future.
applications.
I have to say that even when collaboration, and in this case, there is an effort that is transversal to several collaboration work on this item, it's in any case difficult to get funds. So I would say this is a crucial point, really, really. So it's true that it's difficult to arrive to collaboration, but even if you arrive, collaboration in themselves have some difficulties to find, to catch funds for this kind of, still have difficulties, unfortunately.
Okay, so
Thank you.
thank you. So now our next speaker is Volodymyr. Can you share your slides?
Yeah.